TK and Webby on this Thursday morning, which feels a little bit like a Friday as we head into the long weekend with Easter. No Thursday night footy tonight. We've got three games on Good Friday, starting tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m., with the Bulldogs, the favourites, up against the Rabbitohs, and the Bulldogs certainly need to win and keep on winning if possible. Newcastle taking on the Roosters, that's at 6 p.m., and then the Broncos are the virtually unbackable favourites against the Gold Coast Titans, who Jared Hayne still not playing for the Gold Coast Titans, and confirmation now that Chris McQueen is leaving the Gold Coast Titans and heading to the West Tigers. Nice to see someone heading down to, I was about to say Leichhardt or Concord instead of leaving the joint.
David Nofaluma, he looks like he might be on the move. He's talking to other clubs, and as he says, let me find out the quote. I read it out earlier. Where is it? Wrong paper. Anyway, he basically said that, you know, I'm off contract, and this is when you want to be playing at your best so you can get as much coin as possible. That were his exact words.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, I'm just glad he admitted it, because there are plenty of CEOs and coaches out there are aware that when players seem to be playing at their best, just happens to be when they're negotiating a new contract.
Mm. I want to be up there and noticed as one of the good players. I'm doing everything I can, whether it be at training or in the game, to do that. Obviously, coming off contract, you want to be playing to what you're valued and get the best coin you can these days. That's David Nofaluma.
I'm sorry, that's madness. That is madness. That's craziness.
Now, he's quite a popular player, David Nofaluma.
Yeah, well, he should be honouring his contract or playing to the best of his ability for the club that he plays for, because that's what you do when you play footy.
Or the job
that you do. Anyway.
Would he have ever played finals footy, David Nofaluma?
No.
Just off the top of my head, I'd probably think not.
A lot of those Tigers players who are asking around the $1 million mark haven't played finals footy.
13,
haven't played rep footy.
53,
not much rep footy.
53. Everyone should get as much money as they possibly can. Don't have a big, big issue with that. But whether you play better when you're coming off contract, because you are coming off contract, and you drop off when you sign a contract, I'd be a bit worried about signing David Nofaluma on that. 13-53-53. Next up, Liam Cox from the Seven Network in our seventh tackle.
This Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
Speaking of blokes on $1 million a year, not Josh Massoud, but Liam Cox from Channel 7, who speaks to us this morning from the seventh tackle segment. G'day, Liam.
TK, Webbo, good morning, boys. Nice to be chiming into the back line.
There you go. Good to see. Yeah. What's news in the game of Rugby League? James Maloney is looking for an upgrade.
Webbo, I know you're off it, mate, but that's all we've been talking about for the last two weeks.
I've never seen anything like it
with the NRL player contract market. It is extraordinary. Anyone that's played more than five games and plays in the halves is asking for that magical $1 million mark. Jeez, I wish I was a footballer and a playmaker at the moment. But look, one bloke who probably does deserve it, he's the current, playing for the Blues, playing for Australia, and that's James Maloney at the Sharks. He's on contract for another year, but he signed his deal a few years ago from the Roosters, and he's only on about 520, 530. So he's asking for a significant upgrade. He does deserve it. He's been in negotiations for quite a while now with the Sharks, so there's quite a few clubs monitoring that situation. Chad Townsend also off contract. He's asking for about 700. Cronulla not quite getting to that mark. And, of course, Jack Bird. Look, we expect him to make a decision today on his future. Hasn't that dragged out over the last few months?
Oh, incredible. I've often asked James Maloney why he's never re-signed with the same club. And he's always been a star at a club, but he's never re-signed with the same club ever.
He's a bit lippy.
He's a bit lippy.
He doesn't quite have the answer.
But you ask the Roosters. Ask Nick Politis. The biggest mistake they've made, make many in the last couple of years, is letting James Maloney go.
He's a premiership winning player.
100%. He's a winner, boys, and he's a natural footballer. And they held on to Jackson Hastings, and that was the wrong move. He's one of the great characters of the game and plays great football as well. So, look, I think they might come to some sort of arrangement there. But, look, he does love his coin, and why not? He's got a young family, so good luck to him.
Mitchell Pearce, is he going to be the New South Wales halfback, and do you think Queensland want him to be?
I think he will be the New South Wales halfback. I do think Queensland want him to be. Look, there's this stat brought to our attention yesterday and had quite rigorous debate with Josh over this. He's never won a game at Suncorp Stadium. He's none from seven. But look, the Mitchell Pearce bashing, he's long been the punching bag for a disgruntled state. I think it's predictable. I think it's boring. I'm sick and tired of it. I think he's New South Wales' best halfback. He's played behind a pretty ordinary pack, and he's played against arguably the greatest team of all time in this Queensland juggernaut. So he's been in great form since he's come back into the game, Mitchell Pearce. I'd love to see him get another crack and win an Origin series. It's a team game. You know, there's a lot of stats out there, but stats are written on paper, and rugby league is played on grass. So I'd love to see Mitchell Pearce get another crack this year. He's a phenomenal player, and he's got his life back on track. So it's really good to see. He's a good bloke, Mitch.
I'm with you. I think he's the best halfback in the state, and there's not a stat that does read well for anyone from New South Wales over the past decade in the Origin. This one really surprised me from Trent Robinson, and I know he was a bit... Latrell Mitchell was a little bit on the outer with him even in the lead-up to this game, but Latrell Mitchell got hooked last weekend in the match, and then he's been dropped. But on the other side of the football field, Sean Kenny-Dowell was having one of the worst games you've ever seen from a pro footballer. Mm. Yeah, he stays out there. He's there again this week, and the teenager on the other side, who they couldn't even pass the ball to, gets dropped.
Yeah, he's rocks or diamonds, Sean Kenny-Dowell, isn't he? He's been more rocks than diamonds lately, unfortunately. But look, he's been around a long time. He's an experienced campaigner, so I'll expect him to hit back. He is on the nose a little bit, though, at the Roosters. But look, Latrell Mitchell, he's 19 years old. We all know he's the next Greg Inglis. He's a phenomenal talent. He's great to watch. But he had his first full season in rugby league in the NRL last year and did really well. You can't expect him to be consistent at the top of his game every single week. He's a great talent. But look, they're a little concerned with his training ethic. He's certainly off the boil against the Broncos, and there's been a few just effort areas. I know he's talked up for Origin. Everyone that's eligible for New South Wales has been talked up for Origin, so they want him to go away and work hard on his game. And a week off will do him good. He's a phenomenal talent. We'll see the best in him. He's a freak in nature, Latrell Mitchell.
Here in the notes, could Benji Marshall be back for the Tigers?
What?
What? Oh, my God.
What are you? What, if you had a big what are night
you,
out, Liam?
What are you and Josh doing over there?
Oh, look, I'll throw Josh under the bus for this one.
This is Gordy and Robbie.
No chance. Come on, I think it'd be a nice fairy tale for Benji to end up back at the Tigers. But fair dinkum, the blokes, you know, he's been playing Queensland Cup for the Redcliffe Dolphins and he's out for 6 weeks with a busted hand. Look, Benji's not a bad bloke, but his best days are well behind him. He's not a first grader anymore. He's only had 13 minutes of footy at the Broncos. There's a bit of chatter around, but look, I can't see him happening. Sorry, Josh, I've thrown you under the bus for that one, pal.
Well, I...
Good work.
I'd reverse back over him, actually, on that one.
All right. Let's, okay, no, the next one. Clean living Norman hoping to conquest. Now I have to say, Liam.
Danger, Webber.
Oh, mate.
With danger. We go,
that you put the mock.
Man in the NRL. He's off the drink. He's off the jibber juice. He's off the hooligan soup. Give him 24 hours and he's back in the headlines. Look, he's a bit of a lad, Corey Norman. I like him. The game needs characters and... He's a bit old school. He doesn't mind going out for a beer, as we all know, after a game or before a game. So good luck to him. But look, he's a man now at Parramatta and he's taken that responsibility quite seriously. He's had a few issues with his hamstring, so he's looking after himself these days. He's playing some really good footy. Good luck to him. And yeah, he's sort of looking after himself a bit. So good on you, Normie.
I have to say, though, when it was revealed that Mitchell Moses was going to that club, someone who's very placed, well-placed in rugby league said, get the Wenger bus going. It's about to start rolling up Parramatta Road.
Yeah, look, they've
lost their last four, Para.
Mm. Yeah, they'll come good. He'll be great for them, Mitchell Moses. But what about this? Only in rugby league. It is the game that keeps on giving. He'll play against Parramatta on Easter Monday, and then he'll join Parramatta the very next day. It's outstanding. There's no game like it in the world. I love it.
Good on you, Liam, mate. We've enjoyed the seventh tackle, and hopefully Josh recovers from that bus hitting him.
Yeah, sorry, Josh. Sorry.
Nah, that's all right. I think it deserved it on that occasion. Good on you, Liam.
Thanks, boys.
Be watching tonight and over Easter. Good on you, Liam Cox from the seventh tackle joins us.